Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Thursday, April 18th. Second show of the day for y'all. The Jaguars had their pre-draft press conference earlier today. I've got my takeaways from that. We're going to talk about pretty much everything that the Jaguars talked about today. Doug Peterson and Trent Baalke both available to the media. We'll go ahead and dive into it. But first, if you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Really helps the channel out. If you want to support the channel further, you can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now. Again, really appreciate y'all. So, Baalke almost immediately talked about needs in the draft and how they want to address needs in the draft. Says they are paramount, but they're trying to draft the best player available as well. Those two things don't really add up, but he kind of did explain it further. Said, when in doubt, you take the need if it's close, right? If it's close, we're going to take the higher need. So what does that mean? If the Jaguars think that they have a need and they have a guy valued in that round that they're drafting in, they're going to take the need over a player that could be ranked a little bit higher on their board. If the need and the value align, that's what they're going to do. That's how the Jaguars roll. I think that aligns with what they've done throughout the draft so far over the last few years with Trent Baalke as general manager. What does that say to me, though, about like trading down and taking Brenton Strange, which wasn't necessarily a need at the time? To me, it says they had him valued highly on their board and that he was valued higher than like Osiris Torrance and some other players. So just because they're taking the value doesn't necessarily mean that their board is very good. Right, I don't think if you're telling yourself trading back a few picks and taking Brenton Strange is more valuable than drafting Osiris Torrance, who was at a position of need much more than tight end, and in my opinion was a much better prospect, I think that points to a faulty board, which is a concern. The Jaguars after the first round have not been very good under Trent Baalke. Yeah, they've had hits here and there. 2021 was a great draft class. And speaking of 2021, that was when Tom Gamble was with Trent Baalke. Tom Gamble is now back with the Jaguars after a couple years at Michigan. He's the senior personnel executive. Baalke talked about that today, said he's been with the team since February. Baalke said that Tom Gamble knows what good football players look like. Those two have worked together a lot, you know, going back to early in Jacksonville, and then, of course, back to their San Francisco days. Kind of funny that Gamble goes to Michigan to work with Jim Harbaugh, somebody that Trent Baalke does not have the best relationship with. And now he's back with Baalke. Funny the way it works out sometimes. But I think Tom Gamble, maybe that is someone that's good to have in your ear if you're Trent Baalke, someone that's going to help you navigate this draft. Trent Baalke also talked about addressing needs in free agency to eliminate needs going into the draft. I think the Jaguars have done that pretty much every year. I think they try to do that consistently. But I also think that they leave a little bit of a window open for a need or two in every draft where they feel good about who they can get for that need. I think they did it last year with offensive tackle. They knew that Cam Robinson was going to miss time. So I think that they valued Anton Harrison in the first round partially because of that. I think, obviously, looking back at 2022 in the first round, edge was a clear need, and they obviously valued Trayvon Walker. They didn't really address that a lot prior to the draft, the edge position, outside of having Josh Allen on the roster. And then you talk about 2021. Clearly, Trevor Lawrence. They needed a quarterback in a big way, and they went and got their guy. So I do think the Jaguars always leave a little bit of room open for a need or two entering the draft. I think this year, if you look at it from a starter perspective, you could look at cornerback as a need. You could look at outside wide receiver as a need. And I think that they will address those positions early in this draft. Balky said he likes this class a lot this year, no different than any other year. He's not a guy that has been super high or super low on a lot of draft classes since arriving in Jacksonville. He says there's talent to be found, to be had in every round. Mentions it is a little bit of an older group, and that's true. COVID has impacted eligibility over the last several years in college football, and so there are older prospects in this class. I think you've seen that for the last couple years. Balky said that he is happy about the amount of quarterbacks, says he thinks 4 to 5 quarterbacks will come off the board before their pick. And because the Jaguars don't need a quarterback, that's going to help them because that's going to drive players that they could value at positions they need down the board. He said, once you get to the 12th or 13th pick, and I thought it was interesting, he kind of dialed in there. Once you get to the 12th or 13th pick, they'll look at the opportunity to potentially move up. Says they could also move back. You know, once you get to around 16, depending on the way the board's looking, you might start fielding some calls about moving back. He says you just don't know how it's going to play out. But to me, that does kind of signal the Jaguars probably aren't really looking at trading up into the top 10. They don't want to give up that value. We'll see. We will see. There's been some smoke about the Jaguars having interest in Malik Nabers. Obviously, there's been smoke around the Jaguars maybe wanting to trade for Brandon Ayuk. We'll see how it plays out at wide receiver. Doug Peterson, he said both Ventrell Miller and Cooper Hodges are healthy. Those were two rookies last year who didn't really get to play because of injuries. Says they're both healthy, and he's excited about their opportunity to contribute and provide the depth that they were hoping they could provide last year. Both guys kind of were dealing with injuries early on and throughout the season. Balky said he thinks it's a really good wide receiver class. He said he loves the top three receivers, likes the next wave as well, says there are good players all the way through the draft at the wide receiver position. I'd absolutely agree with Trent Baalke there. So we'll see again, what do they do at wide receiver? I think that's going to be one of the more fascinating things in this draft because the Jaguars have a lot of money tied up at wide receiver right now. When you talk about Christian Kirk, Gabe Davis, Zay Jones, they also went and signed
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Their return man from the Baltimore Ravens. So they've got a lot of money tied up at the wide receiver spot. Zay Jones comes off the books following the 2024 season. Still though, Christian Kirk, Gabe Davis, Devin Duvernay, those are all free agent contracts. So I do think landing some young receivers that they feel like they can build around is important for the Jaguars. Trent Baalke was also asked about, character, leadership, how important is the person? When you're talking about drafting a player, Trent Baalke said very important. That's absolutely true for the Jaguars. They value character. They value leadership. So that's not changing at all. I don't think that that's really news at all. I think the Jaguars, since Trent Baalke and Doug Peterson have been here, they've valued character at a premium. Doug Peterson says, when asked about short yardage, that he believes they're in a much better place, says everything that they dealt with last year is fixable. Said that they've been working on it, as a staff, but also mentioned Tank Bigsby. That was the first name he brought up when it comes to short yardage. Also said Travis Etienne after that. But I think mentioning Tank Bigsby kind of shows the Jaguars, they want him to be their short yardage back, and there's no reason he can't be. Also mentioned Ezra Cleveland as a guard who can run block, certainly when fully healthy, at a much better level than they had in 2023. And then mentioned, which is a great bit here, whether it's Luke or Mitch at center, I respect the hell out of the Jaguars trying to, keep Luke Fortner's confidence up, not say they're giving the job to Mitch Morse. It is Mitch Morse's job at center. There's no question about it. The level of play, the difference in the level of play between those two players is it's massive. It's a massive difference. Trent Baalke said analytics people will tell you never to move up. That is true. You know, analytics suggests whenever you're trying to trust your gut or think you're right or think you're smart and move up for a player, that is not the way to execute, unless you're talking about a quarterback potentially, because quarterbacks do represent massive value, and incremental improvement at the quarterback position massively changes your potential outcomes. But analytics will tell you not to trade up, not to think you're right, but to get as many dart throws as you possibly can. I get it. I still think that the players matter. I do. But I get the analytics as well. Baalke says they're talking with Trevor Lawrence's agents and they're working on a new contract. Said they spoke last night. Said they're going to continue to work on that. Said they hopefully can get something accomplished this offseason. I think if you're the Jaguars, getting ahead of this contract situation with Trevor Lawrence is absolutely the right thing to do. And it appears that they're trying to do that. So I'm in favor. Talked about how when kind of diving into the people that you're drafting, the players that you're drafting, you want to find out about the character and the smarts, all that stuff. But it's not just about like Wonderlic testing or any of the pre-draft testing that they have. It's about doing the homework on these players, conversations with the player, the teammates, the coaches, as many people as you can talk to figure out what makes this guy tick. And I appreciate that. I think that, you know, the Jaguars in the past, going back a ways, probably some of y'all don't even remember, but some of the players they drafted in the first round, it was not difficult to figure out that they would potentially have character issues, issues that would prevent them from being good professional athletes. Talk about Matt Jones, talk about Justin Blackmon, the list, RJ Soward, if you want to go back that far, the list goes on and on. But I appreciate that the Jaguars value character. I don't think you want choir boys, and I don't think that that's what they're looking for either. But you want people that have high football character. Talking about the kickoffs, Doug Peterson excited for that part of it, excited to get that back in the game, really in 2024 and hopefully beyond. Trent Baalke thinks it's going to help returners make the roster, guys that have return value, because you have two guys back there now. And then linebackers, he thinks big athletes, it's going to help them make the roster too. And you know Trent Baalke loves drafting some linebackers. So I think that gets him juiced up probably. Baalke says that there is more talent, depth, and skill in this cornerback class than the last couple he's seen as the Jaguars general manager. So I agree. I think this is a really good cornerback class. I think there's a lot of guys that can run press man. I think there's a lot of guys that can bail. I think there's a lot of guys that can play off man. I think that there's a lot of guys that can really thrive in the slot. The Jaguars are going to be looking for players that can play at the line of scrimmage and players that can play in the slot, I believe, based on what we've seen from Ryan Nielsen. So probably guys with length that can absolutely run. And again, guys that can play in the slot as well. Versatility will probably be key for them. We'll see where they go. I still think cornerback is most likely in the first round for the Jaguars. We will see, though, how it plays out. Baalke says he likes this offensive line group, both outside and inside. Says there are starters into the fourth and fifth round. I agree with him, you know, obviously depending on how the board ends up falling, but I think there's guys that most folks have on day three that definitely can be starters in the 2024 NFL draft at tackle and at guard. So yeah, that pretty much does it for my takeaways from the Jaguars pre-draft press conference. I'm excited to see how it turns out, man. 1 week away from the 2024 NFL draft, the Jaguars hold the 17th overall pick. Would not be surprised to see them trade down. The analytics guys love that. Trent Baalke loves that. I think there's going to be cornerback value. I think there's going to be wide receiver value if they trade down. Again, we have no idea how it's all going to play out, but it's 1 week away. A little bit over 1 week away now. You know, it's 4:51 here as I'm recording. We've got, you know, 1 week and a few hours till it all kicks off. And of course, then you have to wait till the 17th overall pick potentially, but you'll be on pins and needles. I know folks will be, you know, anxiously awaiting a Jaguars trade up. I don't know that it's going to happen. We'll see. We will see. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Have a good one.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.